Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial, escape from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Live on tape from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Lovett, Lyle Lovett, Steve Duchesne, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because we've tried it with just the desk, and it really isn't the same, Larry Sanders!
I love the Larry Sanders Show.
All right, tonight we're celebrating the life of comedian Gary Shandling, who died this afternoon at an L.A. area hospital. He was 66 years old. He was not suffering from any illness. As far as we know, it appears that it was sudden, and it appears now that it was a massive heart attack. Sources say there was a call from 911 from the star's home, and he was transported to the hospital, and he was DOA. But he's going to be sorely missed. I have to tell you personally, I have always been a huge fan, and, it goes back to really when he began doing his Gary Shandling Show, a Showtime project that made no bones about the artificial nature of it. And he went on to have the same fun with the Larry Sanders Show. And, that was, I always thought, a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on behind the Johnny Carson Show. And I thought it was a comic masterpiece, and I think a lot of people would agree with me on that. So he's going to be sorely missed, and the tweets are rolling in from around the world, and I thought we would just celebrate Gary's life a little bit tonight by playing some of the big public parts that were such a big part of his life, including the first time that Gary did stand up on The Tonight Show in 1981.
This is a good night for a young comedian's first appearance on network television because the audience is in a good mood and things are really cooking. Gary is from Tucson, Arizona, appears regularly at the Comedy Store. Tucsoners? He appears at the Comedy Store in Hollywood and at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California. As I said, this is his first time, so make him feel welcome. Would you welcome Gary Shandling?
I ate dinner last night at a friend of mine's house, and he has, what do you call those things? Baby. He has a baby, and I'm a single guy. I don't know how to relate to this too well, and the baby's crawling around on the carpet, and this baby loads up his diaper, and I'm sitting there, and the mother comes over and says, "Isn't that adorable? Brandon made a gift for Daddy." Now, I'm figuring this guy's got to be real easy to shop for on Father's Day. I know what to get this guy, you know what I mean? Go ahead, Frank, open it up. Go ahead. I made it myself, Frank, and I hope you like it. I had dinner tonight at a little restaurant, when you go in a place and they say, "Sit down, we're going to call you when your table's ready," and you sit down and you listen for your name over some cheap speaker, and you never hear your name. What you hear is, "So, party or two? So..." Is that us? You go ask him, honey. You look stupid. You go up there and find him. I'd feel funny, honey, but you're dressed for it. Go on up there. What they should do is just describe the people, see? Then we'd know who they're talking about. They could just go, "The couple with the ugly children. Your table's ready?" And we'd know it's these people over here. "We're so sorry. You want to cover those kids up? We're going to try to eat here. Thank you very much. Is that a nuclear accident or what? My God."
And I think one of the fun things that, you know, Gary Shandling went on to do was he was a fill-in host, just like Joan Rivers was, for The Tonight Show for many, many years. And, of course, he also hosted many award shows, including, I think this goes back to, I'm not sure exactly what year it is, but here he is hosting the Emmys.
If the conservatives want to stop homosexuals from having sex, shouldn't they let them get married? That seems to stop my married buddies. I don't know what's going on.
So we're going back there a few years. Thank God things have changed, Gary. And here he is talking about Osama bin Laden.
We missed Osama bin Laden, but we got Martha Stewart. Don't tell me we're not a focus country.
Now, I think that you'll find this a little coincidental, but there was a moment in time when, and this goes back to 2007, Regis and Kelly, do you remember when Regis had his heart attack and he was out for a while? So he had people filling in for him, and Gary Shandling was the guest when Donald Trump was filling in, taking Regis's place.
Happy to meet you.
We're happy to meet you.
I like to do live television because
you never know what's going to happen.
No, it's like it's like a roller coaster. So
it
let's
really is.
Go ahead and interview
All
me.
Right. you're in great shape, though. You take good care of yourself. You look very fit. Do you take care of yourself, Gary? Hello.
Oh, I'm not only looking right at you. I'm listening, and. You've brought up my tan and that I seem in good shape.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to figure out where you're headed.
No. Just chatter.
It's just morning
noise.
Chatter?
Just noise.
I think we better start talking about his DVD.
It's so hard.
What do you think?
It's so hard for a single guy to wake up in the morning and have to talk to a man and a woman at the same time.
Yes, shameful almost. It is shameful.
Well, that's good. And next, we have more of Gary.
We're going to take a break and regroup.
Gary's right back with Kelly and Donald Trump.
How sick those producers get and writers get. Which brings us back to the talk show host. It's Letterman, Larry King, Regis. Regis, I hope you're feeling better, buddy.
Jay Leno.
No.
No.
Jay Leno wasn't sick. He
what
isn't
happened
sick.
Oh, he wasn't? He had a cold last week. You didn't know that?
No, I did know he had a cold. But I don't think that goes into the category of bypass surgery.
No.
How many more times are you hosting?
About, hopefully none.
Yeah, you should. I'm just saying, get out while you can.
Yeah, wish. Okay, so then my favorite for sure was the Larry Sanders Show. So let's take a look with Carol Burnett.
Before we move on to our next guest, talk to me about the signal that you used to do, or that you still the ear pulling thing at the end of a show.
Yeah, that was a signal to my grandmother who raised me, and it meant hi, I'm fine.
Right.
Your check is on the way.
And was it always the same ear?
This ear. In fact, many moons ago, some journalist measured this earlobe, and it is a quarter of an inch longer than
Wow. So you actually have to get earmuffs at a specialty shop. I'm delightful, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back with spider expert Steve Kutcher and Carol Burnett. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay, so now they're going to commercials, and this is really the way it is with some hosts. It gets very awkward. No one's talking to each other. He's looking down at his desk making notes. Carol's sitting there awkwardly. Kind of reminds me of Letterman during the breaks, but maybe Johnny did the same thing. I never saw Johnny. Okay, so now they're in the commercial break. And he's going to lean over and start whispering something to Carol.
You know, I really loved rehearsing that sketch. I'm sorry we couldn't get squeeze it in.
You're wonderful at physical comedy.
Oh, you know, I love doing broad physical comedy.
Well, you're great at it.
You are great. I wish we could have done it.
Me too.
I love it. Maybe you'll come back another time. Maybe we can do it.
Wow. I'll have to check my schedule.
Sure. Try and work it in.
But if we do it, maybe you could talk to costumes about getting you a longer loincloth. I saw your balls.
What?
I saw your balls.
And that was the Larry Sanders Show. Loved it very much, and I'm going to miss Gary Shandling. All right, we'll be back. And you know what? We had a piece with Donald Trump in there, actually two pieces. Just when you think he won't make more, they did. Him and Ted Cruz going at it. I mean, just when you think to yourself, it can't get any crazier. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Yes, we can. No, that was Obama in 2008. Yes, we can. I don't think we can, but we're going to. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
This is Pat Thurston.
I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.
Oh, will Donald Trump prevail as he verbally assails Muslims and Mexicans and anyone in his way?
You hang out with losers, you become a loser.
Says he'll build a giant wall to keep out all the illegals. He is sexist and he's anti-gay.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. She's disgusting.
No breastfeeding for mommy. Disagree and he might sue.
It's disgusting.
Thinks Bernie's a commie and hates Megyn Kelly too.
She should be apologizing to me.
Oh, will Donald Trump prevail on the presidential trail? Hell might freeze over election day.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this.
Oh, my God. And you just think it can't get any crazier, this circus, and it does. So this all started yesterday when a super PAC used an old nude photo of Melania Trump from the British edition of GQ in an attack ad. Well, for Ted Cruz, Donald blamed Ted and threatened to spill the beans on his wife, Heidi, whatever that means. So yesterday, Ted said, quote, if Donald wants to get into a character fight, he'd better be sticking with me because Heidi's way out of his league. Now, here's what's really interesting about this. So Ted Cruz stole a line from the movie with Michael Douglas, The American President. Take a listen to this.
Last night, Donald threatened my wife. He went directly after my wife. And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
Okay, now listen to The American President.
You want a character to debate, Bob? You better stick with me, because Sidney Ellen Wade is way out of your league.
Oh, my God. Here's what's so creepy about this and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has claimed forever that he knows every line of The Princess Bride. But that might be the only movie that he's mentioned or memorized. But, you know, so where did he come up with that? I mean,
last night, Donald threatened my wife. He went directly after my wife. And if Donald wants to get in a character fight, he's better off sticking with me because Heidi is way out of his league.
Michael Douglas?
You want a character to debate, Bob? You better stick with me because Sidney Ellen Wade is way out of your league.
I just love it. Brian Pelletier from the KGO Newsroom is joining me.
He's a thief.
Okay, now there's more. Now there's more. So what's happened and what has unfolded since we've come on the air here? And
so today, Donald Trump put out a tweet, and this really got Ted Cruz mad. It's a picture of Ted Cruz's wife, very unflattering.
Heidi, yes.
Heidi, right next to a picture of Melania Trump, which is very flattering, we'll say. And it says, no need to spill the beans, which was part of Trump's tweet the other night. The images are worth 1,000 words.
Oh, my God. All right. So I'm looking at the Washington Post right now. I'm just going to read you their front page story. A nasty feud that escalated Thursday between Donald Trump and his chief Republican rival over their wives has set off a new wave of alarm among establishment Republicans who fear that the GOP frontrunner would drive away female voters in the general election fight with likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. No kidding. Do you think so? Let's listen to Ted.
You know, I have to say, seeing him go deeper and deeper to the gutter, it's not easy to tick me off. I don't get angry often. But you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time. Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone. Real men don't try to bully women. That's not an action of strength. That's an action of weakness. It's an action of fear. It's an action of a small and petty man who is intimidated by strong women. Heidi is my best friend in the whole world. She is the love of my life. And Donald should stick with attacking me because Heidi is way out of Donald Trump's league.
Okay, so I can't wait to hear what the beans are that he's gonna spill. No, Hillary, we don't need you. Don't worry, Hillary, you're just fine right now. Yes. So, what are the beans?
I have no idea, but
I can't wait.
It's really interesting because Ted Cruz was talking about his wife and how she grew up and was a Christian missionary in Africa, and you know, lived a very pious life up to this point, and so. It would be really interesting to see if Trump actually has beans because, you know, a lot of the time he'll just say something and not mean it or not necessarily be able to provide the information to back himself up.
Well, you know, we are surrounded by TV monitors and I see what's going on and going down with, you know, the talking heads on the cable news network. And, you know, real men don't trash each other's wives and all of that. Leave Heidi the hell alone, Cruz says to Trump. All of those things. But I have to say, I mean, honestly, and I've been listening to some of it during the breaks, I can't imagine, and this would not happen, just saying, on the Democratic side, Bernie wouldn't do this to Hillary, and Hillary wouldn't do it to Bernie.
No, and you definitely don't see
any of that stuff
that coming into play,
right.
even though
this is just crazy.
You could make an argument for Bill because he's a political figure.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's always Bill.
So he's
that
fair game.
Bill. Ba-bump. Yeah. Pun intended on that one. But, yeah, I just think that I can't wait for what's next.
I can't imagine.
And by the way, I really feel, okay, so it wasn't, so if it was not specifically the Ted Cruz campaign, however, it was a super PAC that supported him that put up that picture of Melania. So they fired the first salvo as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
They had to know that it was going to get under Trump's skin because literally everything gets under his skin.
Well, why would you do that? I mean, you know, he's a pit bull.
Yeah.
It doesn't make much sense politically to me. And by the way, I think the Washington Post is right with their post on the front page. Yeah, it's... You know, I mean, look, every time we say something's going to happen, his polls, the numbers go sky high. So maybe they will again. But I do think that these misogynistic kind of attacks on both sides within the GOP are going to repel some people.
Yeah, I mean, it really makes you scratch your head and
just think,
what are they thinking, you know?
Right, right. And I'm not jumping up. Look, I'm still a hashtag 2016. They all suck. So, you know, I'm in the middle.
Think about who... Who does this reach out to? That's my question.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
as an armchair political analyst, that's my question.
Oh, like, God.
Who does that really reach out to? Yeah. I mean, you're just talking about the guy's wife and his family.
You just can't imagine this being in the White House.
It becomes more and more like a reality show every single day. And I can't believe that we're just going to be stuck with this through November. We're going to be so happy no matter what the outcome is of the November election.
All I can say is, Barack, can you stick around for 4 more years, please? All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Oh, we got to talk about the guy who was arrested for not returning his VHS rental 14 years later.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Yes, we've got a lot of great stuff on the way on KGO 810.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft?
Oh, 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
NFL officials announced several rule changes for the 2016 season. Some of the rules, the new ones, are pretty interesting. I thought we'd take a look at them right now. Check this out. It says all chop blocks are illegal. And then this one says extra point line will be permanently moved to 15-yard line. Those are fine, but then they get a little strange. Check this one out. Fumbles will now be called oopsies. Check this one out. If a player scores a touchdown, he must kneel and give thanks to Papa John. Look at this. Players can only be arrested in the months of March, April, May, June, July, and August. That's going to help out, actually. Yeah, that's a good idea. And finally, quarterbacks will start at the line of scrimmage blindfolded, then we'll move from lineman to lineman until the butt feels like the right one. That's a good rule.
And whenever Tom Brady takes off his helmet, you have to penalize him 20 yards for illegal use of handsomeness. How about that? Personal fouls now include mean tweets. Let's take a look at the Cleveland Browns. Try to make their game somewhat competitive. A touchdown scored by the Cleveland Browns will equate to 47 points. You have to be from that area to get that. All right, I just couldn't help myself. Okay, so they did announce the NFL will add 5 yards to touchbacks, so teams would now start from their own 25. The league wants to cut back on dangerous collisions by increasing the incentive not to run kickoffs back. But some people think it'll have the opposite effect. I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
You know, currently right now, there's a show playing in San Francisco that it's about CTE and NFL players who have potentially gotten brain damage from all the hits that they've taken to their heads over the years. So I think that, plays well into that. You know, you really want to protect your players, which are your bread and butter, right?
Yes, but people say that, they think it's going to have the opposite effect. So I don't know really where they're coming at from that with all of that, but.
I mean, I don't see how it would have the opposite effect. It would just make people more amped up to hit people, or?
I don't know, but I think that all touchdown celebrations will be evaluated and scored from the judges of Dancing from the Stars.
Bruno! Goody, goody, Kimmy. Oh, you're so saucy, aren't you? You can blow my sax and my whistle anytime you want.
All right.
I love the way she lets her hair down.
And we're off. And away we go. And that's a touchdown. All right. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGLRadio.com. And let's talk about this. This is a crazy story. Now, it's not Concord, California. So it's not our friends in Concord. But this is crazy. This is North Carolina. What's going on in North Carolina, by the way? I mean, they just passed that religious liberty BS bill, which is basically an anti-LGBT thing.
Yeah, and they're I read an article about this yesterday. That bill is on the governor's desk in Georgia. And I don't have an update from today, but Marvel and Disney threatened to stop filming
in
Georgia.
Tons of them did.
If they passed that law.
Tons of big companies.
So it's going to be a serious business killer for states that pass laws like that.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. It's hideous. Okay, so let's get to this. So a Concord man was arrested for failing to return a 2002 VHS video. So
this is so crazy.
This is great. This guy, let me see, was driving his daughter to school. And a police officer pulled him over for a taillight that was out. Myers said, the guy who was arrested, said the officer ran his license. Approximately 25 minutes later, he asked him, What the hell are you doing back there for 25 minutes? 25 minutes later, asked him to step out of the vehicle. The officer said, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's a warrant out for your arrest from 2002. And apparently you rented the movie Freddy Got Fingered and you never returned it. And he said he thought he was kidding. Is this a soundbite we have?
We have the audio from the guy describing what happened when he got pulled over.
Oh, my God.
Takes my driver's license back to his car and makes me sit there for about 20 minutes. Well, about a half hour, it seemed. He finally comes back and he's like, sir, can you step out of the car? And my daughter's in the back seat like, bug-eyed. You know, what's happening, Daddy? Are they going to take you to jail for a bad brake light? You know, no. They're not going to take me to jail. So I'm asking him, why do I need to get out, man? Like, just tell me. Like, what's the problem? Come on, sir. It's easier to talk back here. So reluctantly, I complied because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I don't have any warrants or anything. So I got out of the car, rolled the windows up.
Right.
They realized my daughter was in there. The guy brings me to the back of the car and he goes, sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's a warrant for your arrest from 2002. Apparently you rented a movie, Freddy Got Fingered, and you never returned it.
Now you should have been arrested for just renting that movie with Tom Green. I mean, that's why, you should not be arrested for not returning the damn thing. You should be arrested for renting it in the first place.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, Frank.
I mean, that was the height of Tom Green's career, too. And he was actually in Australia today, Drex, doing a television interview about it. And this is what he had to say.
I think it's sort of an example of how, you know, bureaucracy can get out of control, right?
You think?
And then Tom Green, you know, he's not exactly rolling in money. He does it. I mean, I love Tom Green. He's tried so many different things, but things don't. You know, he's on the comedian role. Yeah. So, you know, I mean,
and he started as like a local access television guy
right
up in Canada.
Right. Yeah. He's Canadian.
And then he was huge for a few years MTV. In the late '90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I was a big fan when he was doing his MTV.
That was right stuff. In my formative years. Are you kidding me?
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I'm here.
Same way it worked out for
the rest of us.
For Tom Green. We're all down under. And Freddie got fingered. Well, he wasn't the only one, apparently.
Poor Freddie.
So the statute of limitations. What the hell? In North Carolina, it's 14 years later.
Oh, God. Tell me about it. Like, I can't even imagine. That guy is a different human being at this point than he was 14 years ago.
It's really twisted. Okay. Well, you never know. Let me see here. What else do we have? Oh, you know what I want to do? I better do the break here first. But I want to do Silicon Valley.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. The TV series, HBO, right?
Yeah, it's on HBO. Yeah.
Okay, Silicon Valley. I don't get to see it often, but I love it when I – the few episodes that I've watched. But anyway, so they talk about the names of real –
startups.
Right. And they try to figure out what they are.
Yeah. And it's really funny.
All right. We're going to do that next. Don't go away. That's on the way on the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, it's Nikki Medoro. Are you
sick? Drugstore. What can I help you with?
Yeah. I have this list from Wonder Woman.
Excuse me?
I have a list from Wonder Woman here.
Oh, I see. I'm not sure which aisle this stuff's on. Hold on a minute.
Hey, Polly. Which aisle are the tampons on?
Oh, jeez.
Aisle 4, Pop.
Aisle 4, sir.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
It's Batman versus the feminine hygiene aisle. The Caped Crusader faces a sea of styles, sizes, colors, and absorbency levels.
Holy crap.
Could I interest you in a douche?
Why? Is Clark Kent here? Hi-oh!
It's a life or death mission because Wonder Woman's got the cramps. Batman versus the feminine hygiene aisle. Opening for 5 to 7 days in the summer of 2017.
Wow. I wish I could have had the Caped Crusader outfit when I needed to go to Walgreens about, 15 years ago when I had lice.
Oh, no.
Better known as something else.
Oh.
Down there.
Well, you know.
Well, crap happens.
Kids get lice.
and
their hair.
And men get crabs. by the way, strange facts. Gonorrhea is the strongest creature alive. It can pull 100,000 times its body weight.
Whoa.
How's that for a random fact for a Thursday? I'll give you another one. ER is the most expensive TV show ever. During its peak in the 90s, it cost $13 million per episode.
Wait, ER is in Winnie the Pooh?
ER.
Oh, ER.
As in George Clooney.
I was like, ER.
ER. ER. ER.
I actually believe that. With all the star power on that show, it was amazing.
$13 million an episode? That would never happen today. No, they have no budget.
Oh, for sure.
It's too much TV.
You know, I'm surprised we don't see that in, what do you call it, reruns. I hardly ever see it in reruns.
Oh, well, there's probably a reason you don't. Yes. I don't know what it is.
They have to shell out money to all those people.
Yes, they all have big contracts. And the crazy thing is, it's funny that you mentioned why they don't roll this out and why I'm talking about they don't have these budgets, because it was, I think, about a month and a half or two ago when one of the Fox News TV execs was in Hollywood and he was talking about this whole thing where there's too much TV now. So because you've got, you think about it, you've got Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, and,
oh, yeah,
and you have all these streaming things.
Well, even
now.
YouTube has their own shows.
Yeah, YouTube, Amazon. Yeah, as I mentioned, Amazon.
Yeah.
Right. And it goes. The list goes on and on. Crackle and so I mean, the content out there is almost like becoming, as the digital world is, just absolutely polluted with all this. It's great for actors and actresses down there and, you know, grips and electricians.
It's great for us, I think, too, right. The consumers, right?
Right.
We can watch whatever we want, when we want. We don't have to set our watches and be in front of the TV at any time.
Yeah, this is crazy. So when Sharon and I had our birthday a couple weeks ago, we rented an Airbnb in Carmel, which was great. But the one thing was the television didn't have cable TV, and I thought it would drive me crazy, right? Uh-huh. But they had internet. So right. I went there, and it was a big TV, and I turned it on, and they had, I think, like 15 different internet sources on there.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and it was cool because, now I'm going to sound old, but I discovered that you really don't need television.
Yeah, you know, I haven't right. had cable TV for
really?
3 or 4 years, yeah.
Well, how do you not get by without watching CNN little, or Fox News?
I have a little
News?
Device called a Roku, and I can pull that stuff up on apps. CNN has their own app
yeah,
on
they
the
do,
Roku.
Right, right.
And so I can pull up most of the content through there. A lot of the CNN and news stuff you can just get online. You can stream it a lot.
Right.
So it's available out there.
Okay. All right.
The only thing that was really hard for me to get, Drex, and it's coming up again this summer, Sharknado.
Oh, love Sharknado.
I really had to figure out how to get that.
Is Tara Reid going to be in this one, too?
Oh, Lord, I hope so.
I hope so. When was the last one? There's two, right?
Yeah, they're every summer, and normally they're right around Discovery Channel Shark Week.
And Justin Bieber got eaten in the last one, right?
I think
He's in all these cameos in these movies where he gets eaten or killed. What was the last
one? Well, I think that's a fantasy for a lot of people, right? That Bieber kid, talentless so-and-so.
No, he's very talented. People talk about his show that it's unbelievably crazy well done.
He was just in the Bay Area
right,
recently.
Right,
I had
yeah.
friends that went to the show, and they were telling me how unreal it was.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it's out of this world. It's spectacular. All right, I don't want to run out of time here because I want to play this. So speaking of all things cable TV and television shows, let's talk about the TV show on HBO, Silicon Valley. So these are the actors, and they're talking about
at real actual startups.
Real actual startups, and they're trying to figure out. So they're being shown cards of what the name of the startup is.
Exactly.
And then they try to figure out what it is.
Exactly. And the show is all about startups. This group of characters, you know, has a startup, and they end up really taking off and making millions and having all kinds of problems all along the way, obviously.
This is fun. Take a listen.
Nothinx?
Nutanix.
Nutanix.
Nutanix is an app that teaches you how to be a castrato, to nix your nuts so that you can preserve your high, boyish singing voice. Surprisingly popular.
I don't think that's a startup, is it? I thought that's like a fiber cereal, isn't it? Yeah, Nutanix. Keeps you reg.
Anaplan is, listen, you've been married for a while, and you're trying to sort of take things to the next level.
Anaplan?
Anaplan sort of teaches you how to ease into anal play.
Sprinkler. A man or a woman, your preference, or two, or three, will come and pee on you.
Twilio. Isn't that Twitter's fart? Like such a lame thing. Oh, Twitter. I just did a Twilio.
Oh, man. Klarna. Sharna's best friend is kind of a bitch about what she does for a living. I mean, that's just my aunt's name.
Automatic with two T's is a company run by a dude named Matt.
That's actually true.
Is
it's a guy named Matt, and it's the company that owns WordPress, the
really?
Platform.
Man. Tubber.
I don't know. When you go tubing?
I'm a member.
Zido.
That's how to make a muddled drink for the illiterate.
The app teaches you how to do judo karate with mozzarella.
Let me see those. Let me see them. Just let me see the words. Here you go. Here you go. Gusto, formerly known as Zen Payroll, but they changed it with Gusto to an equally useless name. Tubber, TJ Miller is not only a member, he's the president. Cabbage.
It's the official food of the KKK.
That one's an acronym. It stands for killing all baby boys and gaining energy. It's a kind of a goblin based.
They support the Trump campaign.
Oh yeah, Wired. That's like a GQ for the sexually unadventurous.
A magazine for people who like tech and don't know any other better magazines to buy about.
It's like a men's health for virgins.
You gotta love it. And that came from Wired Magazine. They're the ones who posted it.
I know. Isn't that fantastic?
I love it. That's a great note to go out on. All right. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow night on a very good Friday on the Drex Radio Show.
What does the fuck say?
Oh, my God. What does the fuck? You're killing me with this. You know what? I'm signed out. Well, the computer won't let me back in. I closed the page. Sorry, you'll have to hear the Arctic fox. The fox goes, nom, 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 something like that. All right. Have a good night. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGO 810. Good night.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.